Yeah.
Yeah. It is a pleasure. Okay, tell me, Rachel, did you attend a synagogue in Pittsburgh?
Oh, I used to go with my husband to the Charité Rochelle.
Where
we have our own seats.
Is that the first 5 years?
In Council Street, in Miller Street and Council Street.
Oh,
the great,
I see.
The altered Charité
Rochelle. The old Charité.
In the second one is in Moore Avenue.
Yeah, but the first one, what was
the
it like?
The first one is for the Charité Rabbi Shivitz, the rabbi.
I see.
And
was it a big shul or a little shul?
Oh, a big shul.
Really?
A very big shul and a whole lot of members.
Uh-huh. And how often did you go?
I go just Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Shavuos sometimes if I want it.
I see.
And if I don't want it, I don't go. But Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, I go.
Good enough. Did you keep any Jewish observances in your home? Did you bench left? Did you keep a kosher house? You don't bench left?
Do you know why? Tell me why. I'm not fair. All of a sudden, my mother used to live with me.
Yeah.
And she lived in my house.
Right.
I used to be in store.
Right.
So she bench left. So why should I go from the store and bend left and
all
go back to the
this
store?
This is understandable. Good enough.
So I didn't like to do it.
Surely? Huh?
Back to Rabbi Shapira's became once.
Yeah.
And I asked him a question. I said, Rabbi Shapira, I want to ask you something. He came in once with Rabbi Ashinsky.
Yeah.
He had a nice rabbi. They used to come in and come with Shapira. You know, all kind of pastors.
In English?
He's telling me, are you French lair? So the Rabbi Shapira, please, I'm not a hypocrite. I'll ask you. And what you're going to tell me, I'm going to listen to you. My mother, he came over with my mother. I wasn't married at that time. My little sister was 9 years old. And my mother was bench left. And this, I thought I don't need it. I was a girl that time. Then when I was married, my mother, my home was my mother's home.
Mm-hmm.
She was cooking and bench left and making the shabbos. Mm-hmm. I used to send him a husband. He was sitting and eating and go back to the store.
Right.
I used to come in, sitting, eating, run to the store. Makes sense when my mother makes a beautiful shabbos with everything, with a white tablecloth, with everything, and me with my hint, where I cut the spirits, with everything, to run into Ben Schleer. Makes sense, Rabbi? Just tell me. Tell me, I'm not a, I fear a kusheroys, I have a kusheroys, I don't take no craving meat, everything must be two kind dishes, everything.
Mm-hmm.
But bench and leer, it's not necessary. Well, and now my mother passed away. I'm not used no more for this.
Oh, that's fine.
He didn't tell me nothing.
He didn't tell you anything.
He's a prince, Mama.
Yes, of course.
You know the way you make to me, Mrs. Solomon. You have a prince. I say thank you.
Very good. Very, very good. Rachel, the first 5 years that you were in America, did you find there was any change in your health?
Any change in my health?
Yeah, for better, for worse.
Well, I have, after my bathing.
Yeah.
I was married 3 years. I fell from the second floor in my, of my porch.
Yeah.
I fell in with my foot. I broke my knee the two teeth. That
I
was
see.
My luck. Otherwise I would
have killed yourself,
I
surely.
Would have you know the brain.
Yeah.
And they rushed me to the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Well, to make the story short, I have a tumor. They think I was pregnant.
Yeah.
I have a tumor like a baby from 5 months.
Really?
My cut is for years, 10 years.
Oh, my.
book.
Uh-huh.
I go in with a smile. I come on with a smile. In fact, in Preston Hospital, they give me back for I have a week. Morning. That's all.
Did you find that the climate, the change in the climate, agreed
no,
with you?
No,
didn't bother you.
No.
And how about the change in the food? Was the food any different?
I eat everything, just onions I don't eat. That's
uh-huh,
all.
Great. Where did you go for medical care the first 5 years of that you were here?
That I am.
Yeah.
I didn't have no medical care. What kind of medical care
right.
was?
When you're young, you don't know who gets sick, huh?
Well, what kind of... Now I belong to the Blue Cross, Blue Shield, Plus 65,
uh-huh.
all kind of business. I never got... You know, more session was my doctor.
Uh-huh.
I have a...
What did you do for a dentist?
Next silver month.
Oh, I see.
I get a tire then. Are you going together with Morris Erschendon in St. Patrick,
Kirkpatrick
Street?
I see.
You know, in the center. In
yeah. Did you belong to any charitable organizations for the first few years that you were here? Did they give you a blue box? Did they...
I don't take it.
Yeah.
They're
going
to give me, I belong there to the box. I will not snore.
No,
I don't
see.
Like it.
I see.
If I can give it myself, oh, I used to do it.
Yeah.
When we have the grocery, and it was the wholesalers, all kind of Kepler, Michael Brothers, you know.
Yeah.
Big shots.
Yeah.
I used to go and go in there. And I used to give them a book with tickets, $10. I used to...
What organizations did you belong to that you would get books of tickets?
Then we came over. We have a little shield. Your shire
yeah.
belongs in that shul.
Yeah, from the Miller Street Shul.
Huh?
From the Miller Street Shul.
Sure.
Uh-huh.
And Terrain and Cochran Settlement
uh-huh.
was that shul. Not get off and though.
I see.
They used to make minions.
I
saw that shul in like Dauben. They used to Dauben was a shul in Yom Kippur. But they used to give in the store, you know. But also I have like plenty to produce. The president came out for the padola.
Did they have? Very, very nice.
And then I was treasurer for 3-4 years.
Wonderful. Well, see, this is great. Was there a YMCA in the Hill District at that time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it was just a guy.
Yeah, well, the Goyish is the one.
YMCA,
I
yeah.
It was here. And how did you meet people when you first came to Pittsburgh?
We have here. That was a big family here in the Vonetics.
Yeah.
It's in the Twingles, you
yeah.
know. The
well, but were they friends from the old country?
They were here.
They were born?
But the mother, the
yeah.
father is from Tamashka.
I see.
Sure. Oscar Bonnetic was my brother's brother-in-law.
Uh-huh.
The sister was my sister-in-law's sister.
I see.
Oh, we have a whole lot very friendly, very friendly.
Were you friendly with the non-Jewish people?
Hmm?
Were you friendly with the non-Jewish people? With the Gentiles? You did business with them, so,
We have the store.
Sure.
The most was guys, because,
sure.
because we did never have a kosher store.
Mm-hmm.
We have a trader store.
Ah, I see. Did you stay friendly with any of the people that you did business with? And you found they were nice to do business with?
Very nice.
Yeah.
We used to give them credit to the Schwarze. We used to give them
sure.
credit.
Did you celebrate the your Seder at home? Or with your brother?
Not so much. No? My brother, I used to have a Seder. And then once I have it by my brother-in-law. But
was there anyone in Europe that you kept contact with that you used to write to when you first came to Pittsburgh? There was nobody left in your family?
No.
When did you first vote?
When I vote?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you when I voted the first time. When President Roosevelt, as I stopped, I voted the second time I stopped to vote.
Oh, I see. And so that was the Democratic Party, huh?
Yeah.
Why did you become a Democrat?
I like it.
You like that. Good.
And I like it.
Good enough. That's a good reason. And
they wouldn't condemn me.
No, sir. Were you active in the party at all?
Huh?
Were you, you weren't active.
I used to like fact. When I came over in this country, you remember?
Yeah.
I saw that after my wedding, I was in Phillips Avenue. So, is my aunt. I have in my mind I want to write to President Roosevelt a letter.
Oh,
I have the letter.
I'm kidding.
I was afraid to tell my brother because he's going to say, look, a greenhorn, she want to be a big shot.
Yeah.
I didn't tell him about it. I write a letter in Jewish, the most beautiful letter. But where I live was a girl I come to chicken the bat from Donna. Or I declare they are tired in the green. She was a nurse in Montague Hospital. And she lived on the third floor where I live at the second floor. One day I came over like you came over. I say, Claire, you want to have a little bit patience with me, but keep your mouth shut. If you wouldn't keep your mouth shut, remember, what is it? You will do anything. Albert typed me that letter, for I marked in Jewish. You should mark him in English. I'll tell you the words like you did in. And I'll mark down a few words in Jewish. I only pray to God you should understand the meaning what I mean to you in the Jewish language. In the meantime, she write a letter and write the address. And I went to Wood. I see something is laying up there. I'm waiting for. Take a look, a big cup of pen.
Yeah.
I keep on a pen.
Uh-huh.
In Europe, it was Griezmann my dryer.
Uh-huh.
Abraham, I do.
In English?
They teach Claire.
Yeah.
Schraber, the paste, that book was gefunden.
Ja.
Wenn ich bin gegangen in den Krieg, in der Field, als er geht, erlebte werden, bin ich geworden, I was
nice.
So happy, so I send you that coin.
Isn't that nice?
Im Novus Farag. In ungeschrieben, Ruchel, Ross.
Ja.
So ja. In Mottesiegepäs. In Jogenen.
And you're talking in Yiddish, and we won't understand it, it's so beautiful.
Teacher, ja. Tischis. Oh, and the letter and Largemate. Came in the soap. 5 days, 6 days, 7 days, 8 days, 9 days, 10 days. And I thought to myself, a greener is a green.
Uh-huh.
Terrible. Why should I be a greener? What business I have to write our president? And all of a sudden I thought, I'm an Afrikaner, thank God. I'm an American. I could express myself even if I can English.
Right.
And I sent a lady. And 10 days later, I marked the address at the store. Every day, but not the
right.
Store. Mailman comes in, looks, there's a letter from the White House. Near the real White House. I'm going to show. Come up like this. The White House, White House. Well, she was born as a man. It was with the president. The secretary, Tullia, I forget the name.
Yeah.
Hat es hat es mir geschrieben. Mehr hat sie geschrieben. Ja. Schreibt sich also. My dear Mrs. Solomon, the president wants you should know how much confidence in having you with your friendly talk. So help me.
Isn't that beautiful?
And I want to tell you something. This letter, I was so impressed. I took an interpreter.
Yeah.
You should read me. I have like the copy in here.
Sure.
You should read in Jewish and in English.
Yeah.
In ungewünsche. In that coin, it means a big deal to him. That the coin will be with that letter in his private office.
Isn't that wonderful?
You know,
sure.
Kintaran, Mandraida. So, who you? So, what's the matter with you? So, with the green orange.
There you go.
Give
it back to him and
say, the green orange, so. The president, the affairs give him a private deal, so he right away. So, the shawl, I'm not going to laugh. He said, don't say it. What's the matter with you? So, can't you read your green orange, you? Here. Not the same thing.
He never called you.
The school, a medicine school.
Yeah, medicine school.
Yeah,
sure.
A medicine school. And Dr. Green, that principal Arnold.
Oh, really?
That Eucher,
yeah.
Principal. Kingdom. Are angeschleppt. What's the matter with you, Mrs. Solomon? Ugh, I don't know. I find something. And you know, I'm in love with President Roosevelt, I said. Believe me, if I could make a change for my husband or President Roosevelt, I would do it.
There you go.
Yeah. So, all right. You read over that letter. So, will you do me a favor? Give me the letter. I want to bring him on. So my brother say, oh no, I'm going to bring him first to the office, the right word. In Atlas gekommen, in Sidwainer Weiber gekommen. So, mein Bruder sagt, nur Atlas? Atlas, will ich repassieren, sagt er. Wenn Ruchel so lange Kenntnis, also wenn wir haben, wollten sie weder versteckt und rüber.
Das ist
ja. Ich habe ja nicht übergerast, ich kann nicht mehr verstehen. So, der Präsident Roosevelt hat mir gegeben, den Letter. Ich habe geholfen, ich noch Umsicht, nach mir noch Umsicht nach dem Leiter. Und noch warten, weil Rebbe Goldberg mit Dienst der Welt von mir. Er rief mich Rochel.
Wow,
ja, Rochel. So, Goldblum, you know, that from that school in the Rebbe.
Ja.
Yeah. Mm, very dear friend, man. So, all right. Ist der Leiter hingegangen, all over. Ich bin oben nach Hause gegangen, zu schaue Kerz. Gewissen im Letter.
Mm-hmm.
John, ich habe gerade in der Factory gefühlt. So mal gelegen.
Really?
In der Teierer Leister, wo der Fusen gestorben. Gary.
Ja, ja.
Big Shot, Gary.
Aha.
So, habe ich ihn gewissen im Letter. So, was ist denn das? Sogar nothing to think about, Gary. You know, I'm not a spaghetti.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
there you is,
yes,
I'm not a spaghetti. Uh-huh. Oh, my wife thinks that she's a very smart, so gestorben. She belongs to your wife. Sucht her in the gossip organization.
Thanks.
No?
All right, let me get a few more questions, baby, please. When did you first meet your husband?
In 1925.
Okay, and...
My wedding was the first Sunday after the high holidays. It's our first Saturday, a Sunday. They call the Shabbos Bereishis.
Which holidays were these?
Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Simchas Torah, you know.
I see. How old were you? And how old was your husband?
My husband was older than I am.
Yeah.
But he never told.
How old is
he? My husband died. He was in his
80s. Oh, I see. Yeah. Uh-huh. And how old were you when you got married?
I was about 30 years.
Okay. You were married in this country. And how long did you know each other before you got married?
He was watching me a year time. I used to go to Tishamon's in Cliff Street. I used to pass his door. And he used to come in. I won't have the phone calling me. Tishamon used to take the corn and say, no, I want this girl, so she gives me a good piece of corn. So I used to wait on him all the time. Then, Roderick has a watch, and I had often gone to Kaplan, and so I ran away back to Kaplan to work.
Do you think if you had been married in Europe, did they have prearranged marriages in your time? Did your in Europe? In Europe, did the mother say, well, my daughter will marry your son? Do you think that it would have been that way?
No. Yeah.
Okay.
Before the wedding,
yeah,
you're going to take license.
Uh-huh.
Taking a blood test, you're taking the license. And then you married by the rabbi.
Where was your husband born? What country?
My husband is a Litvic.
Yeah.
And I'm a Russian. I didn't have nothing to do with my husband. I didn't know my husband.
I see.
They came in, my husband came over, was in 1903, if I'm not mistaken.
I see.
I don't know.
Well, it didn't make any difference that he wasn't from the same country that you were.
No.
No.
He was a Litvic.
Uh-huh.
I used to say Tzeker and he used to say Tzuker.
Uh-huh. Did you or any of your family marry non-Jewish people?
Ayok, not now, maybe now.
What do you think about marrying a non-Jew?
I don't approve of this. I tell you why not, because it's too different. What do you think?
I think you're right. When you were first married, did you and your husband have trouble getting along with each other?
With what?
When you and your husband were first married, did you have trouble getting along with each other?
Never. You know, we was so many years. My husband never told me. Just my wife, my Rochel, never in night the same thing. I used to send him, go, relax.
Who made the big decisions in your household, in your family? You or your husband?
Well, I was
a brain. Yeah, you're a very smart person.
I was to know and to say. And my husband agreed with him because
he was
very good nature. United in life, and they used to, you know, charge all kind of prices and all kind of. You know, one old sailor said to my husband, "That devil could sell a dead cat in a set."
There you go. Okay. In the old country, in your home, who made the most important decisions? In your mother or your father?
My father was. He was smart. You know, he was so smart. As I told you, there was people come in for advice.
Uh-huh.
Thing. He didn't live long.
Okay. You had no children?
No.
Okay.
Maybe I'm not sorry.
Well,
you
had a very, very hard life. And you had your hands full with your mother and with your husband. I know. I think that answers all my questions, Rahul.
Look, honey, you think you wouldn't be embarrassed with that?
No, I think you're wonderful. Thank you. I'm very proud to turn this.
Tell my lonesome mandolin, Vizoya Khajarolov.
I'll play it for him. I'll play it for him.
Yeah.